I welcome you to Restored Life Podcast with Stanley. Here we'll learn how to grow our knowledge of God's Word and to rest in His goodness. On this platform, we'll share how you can act on the Word of God, walk in your inheritance, and enjoy all God has made available to you in Christ Jesus. On this episode, I'll be talking on the same series, Living Victoriously Through His Name, and Part 3. And I'll read from the New International Version, John chapter 16, 23 to 24. Jesus speaking, he said, "In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." Hallelujah. It is wonderful to note, Jesus Christ has given a new order on how to approach the Father. He said, "You approach the Father in my name, and whatever you ask in my name, you will have it." And he says, "I want you to ask so that your joy will be full as you receive." Child of God, there is no half measure of joy. In Christ, there is fullness of joy. So Jesus wants you to enjoy all that he has provided so that your joy will be complete. And how do you do that? Live victoriously through his name. You know, in this podcast, it is an episode and series, I've been talking about the powerful name of Jesus and how you can live victoriously by it. And honestly, the endless possibilities unfolded in that name are beyond our understanding. But according to our opening scripture, Jesus literally signed a check and turned it over to us. He said, "Fill it out and cash it." And it is obvious that what we have today and what we can access is not all that the Word of God and what the name of the Lord Jesus Christ can provide. But child of God, it's your right to begin to enjoy all that he has provided in his name. And today I will be talking to you about the fact that the name of the Lord Jesus is your possession. It is a possession of every child of God. Because we have the power of attorney. We have the right to the name of Jesus. And humanly speaking, you know, the title deed or the power of attorney belongs to the property owner. And you know, God owns everything. He's the property owner. But in Christ Jesus, the title deed and the power of attorney has been transmitted to us. And the Bible is replete with, you know, references to back this up. But I'll give you three of those references that shows that the power of attorney have been transmitted to us. And so we can use the name of Jesus. And when we do, it's as though Jesus was the one doing the prayer. Hallelujah. The first reference is from the book of John chapter 17, verse 2, 7 and 8. Jesus said, "For you granted him authority over all people that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me and they accepted them." Hallelujah. Now you know that God's power is wrapped up in his word. The word of God and the power of God, they are same, one and same. Because according to Romans chapter 1 verse 16, the Bible says that the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation. That means his word is a title deed of our inheritance. Hallelujah. The word of God is the power of attorney to salvation, is the power of attorney to healing, to fruitfulness, to eternal life, and name it. And so Jesus in verse 8 said, "The word the Father gave me, because his power is in the word, I have turned it over to the disciples and they have accepted it." In other words, the power the Father gave Jesus, he has given to us. Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? So you see, the title deed has been transmitted to us who are the disciples of Jesus Christ. And we have the right to use what has been transmitted to us. We have the right to the power of God. We have the right to the word of God. We have the right to the name of Jesus. And it is for us to use it to effect changes around us, to effect changes within us, to effect changes in our world today. The second reference is from the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Jesus speaking to the disciples and to us, he said, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread up on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you." Hallelujah. Beloved, you should be jumping in excitement by now. If this doesn't create a spark of light within you, then nothing will. Jesus himself says he has the authority and he has given it to you. Not that he may give it to you, not that he will give it to you. He has given us the authority, and what has been given, period. Satan cannot do anything about that. It's been given to us. And scripture says in Romans chapter 11 verse 29, for the gift and the calling of God are irrevocable. So what has been given to us has been given. And what was it that was given? Authority. Authority is that legal right to exercise power and control. And Jesus did not say this authority is to, you know, oppress people. No, because you see, our problem is not necessarily about people. Man's problem has always been the devil and his cohorts, but now they should no longer be his problem, because the power to stop Satan dead in his tracks have been handed over to us. Notice Jesus said, nothing shall hurt you. Simple. The King James Version says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. This means nothing the devil throws at you should ever and can ever hurt you. You cannot be poisoned. And you don't need to say amen about this. It's not a prayer. Jesus said it emphatically. It means the devil cannot kill you. You have the authority to use the name of Jesus Christ to repel every dart that he throws at you. You have the authority to use the name of Jesus to extinguish every fire that he starts up around you. That authority is your possession. But if you have the authority and you don't use it, then you won't blame anyone but yourself. The third reference is from the book of Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and verse 18. Jesus tells us, he says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Take note of the word, them that believe. Anyone listening to me now should take note of the fact that this promise wasn't made or wasn't written for the great apostles only, or for the evangelists or the great pastors only. No, Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Not ordained ministers, not even the clergy only, but even a new believer right now. A person who just gets born again now can use the name of Jesus, should expect, you know, these signs to follow him. Jesus says, in my name shall they cast out devils. In my name shall they speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink or eat any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. How else do we want this to be said for us to grasp it? Understand this. Believers must know that speaking in tongues is not all that the name of Jesus can provide for the saints. Guaranteed, the name gives us even much more. Every believer has the authority to cast out the devils. Devils here means Satan and all of his demons. Every believer has the authority to speak with new tongues. And new tongues here is very powerful. Apart from speaking, you know, in tongues by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, every believer's language changes at new birth. You no longer speak profanity. You no longer speak abusive and malicious words. You have new tongues. Hallelujah. And then Jesus says, every believer shall pick up serpents and not be hurt. And if they drink deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Notice he says, if. Now note this. Drinking or eating deadly thing isn't good for your body. I'm sure you know that. You don't have to do that, because healthy eating is good for you to stay alive and do what God has called you to do. However, perchance you eat or drink any poisonous thing, Jesus says, it shall not hurt you. Jesus says, a believer will not be poisoned. Simple. This is immunity against waterborne disease or any food poisoning. And he also says, every believer can lay hands on a sick person and the sick shall recover. Note that recovery for the sick may be a process depending on, you know, different factors, including the faith to receive on the part of the person being prayed for. But your part is to lay hands on the sick person around you and do so in the name of Jesus. And when you do that, consciously expect a result. Jesus says, they shall recover. So what's your own part? Your own part is to lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus. And in that way, you are exercising your authority in His name. Because the name of Jesus is your possession. Child of God, arise right now and begin to use the name of Jesus to engage in every spiritual warfare. This is not a time to shout Holy Ghost fire. It's a time to shout the name of Jesus and use it to enforce changes around and within. And I pray for you today. As you go out using the name of Jesus, you will see results and you will testify. Amen. Until I come your way with another episode in this topic, keep living victoriously in His name. God bless you. Amen.